A black woman poet is a catalyst. She is a warriorette, a shero, a shrine. A black woman poet can word up like nobody else, and you know I'm right, day or night. A black woman poet can spin a yarn that'd take you someplace you've never been and never would go if she hadn't been there before and decided to tell you a thing or two about it. Listen, you don't want to mess with no black woman poet. 'Cause she will rain syncopation down on you. She will bring phrases to bear. She will conjure up some metaphors that will leave you breathless, that will make you imagine, that will make you feel. When a black woman poet picks up her pen, turns on her computer, pulls a rumpled sheet of paper out of her pocket, backpack, pocketbook, wallet, bosom, or tears off a piece of paper bag, flyer, newspaper, or napkin, people run for cover. People run for cover 'cause they know thunder and lightning's afoot, and those who are not in her eye of a storm better be warned. She will call you out. The sister will call you on the carpet, pull your coat, snatch the covers off you, put the finger on you. She will rhyme you up one side and down the other, be you sister, brother, father, or mother. She will make you laugh and cry simultaneously 'cause honesty is her forte. Truth, her strongest suit. Black women poets are notorious. Their names turn next, be they red, white, or black. Step back, and if you don't know, you need to get the video. Get the dictionary, thesaurus, go online, read the newspapers, magazines, dailies, and weeklies. Go to the library, a poetry reading, an art exhibit. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody about black women poets before you get yourself all wrapped up in a black woman poem and can't get yourself out.